I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Montanans joined in organizing four of the estimated 200 events nationwide yesterday in support of the protests against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Environmental and tribal organizations rallied in Poplar, Lame Deer, Missoula, and Whitefish, where our Flathead Valley reporter Nikki Ouellette gathered this story.
Tuesday is normally the farmer's market in downtown Whitefish, but yesterday, for an hour before vendors opened their booths, the stage space usually reserved for live acoustic performers became a platform for solidarity.
You got a sign. Let's see your sign. Ooh, nice one. Water is life. That's our theme here.
About 50 people showed up for a rally in support of the ongoing protests against the Dakota Access Pipeline on the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation in North Dakota. In Whitefish, rallygoers formed a semicircle around the stage and held signs saying, "Water is life" and "No DAPL."
And we call on the Obama administration to revoke these permits altogether and engage in full consultations with the Standing Rock Sioux.
Whitefish's rally was organized by Steve Thompson of Glacier Climate Action and Scott Brandt of the Blackfeet Nourish Project. Brandt recently returned from a trip to the Sacred Stone Camp at the protest site. He brought a vanload of food, 1,400 pounds, and spent a week camping with members of the Pawnee tribe.
And we brought coffee, and people were really happy about coffee.
Describing the events of the past week, Brandt said a feeling of peaceful unity pervaded the camp, even as, at the protest site itself, construction crews raised several sacred and historic sites, culminating in a violent outbreak in which several protesters were maced and bitten by dogs, and a few construction workers were injured. Though the Obama administration granted protesters a small win last week by suspending some construction permits, the company building the pipeline, Energy Transfer Partners, says it's committed to completing its $3.8 billion project. Scott Brandt worries people will forget the pause in construction is only temporary.
And now that the headlines have said Obama calls a halt to the pipeline, I'm afraid that there's not going to be a lot of headlines out there about the pipeline.
Brandt was joined on stage by Richard Smith, a Chippewa tribal member and local architect, and several other community members, including a Lakota and Dakota man known as Yellowstone. Yellowstone asked the crowd to join him in offering words of support and prayer for the protesters in North Dakota.
We pray with tobacco. We pray with it. We put our prayers in that tobacco, and then we offer it to the seven directions and put it down. Put your prayers in this tobacco. We'll pray a little while together.
And then the ralliers, carrying their signs of protest, dispersed into the farmers market. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Cole Grant. At the height of a Missoula rally, about 200 people lined both sides of Higgins Street Bridge. Among them was Angie Romero.
I don't believe that it's okay to destroy sacred land for the sake of oil that's going to go somewhere else.
This is Wayne Purchett.
And it's our happiness. It is our sustenance. Worth protecting, worth making a noise about it, worth making a scene about it so that people wake up.
A mix of tribal members and white allies held signs saying, "Leave it in the ground," and "People over pipelines." People banged drums and shouted through megaphones.
What does that mean?
It's water is life in Sioux.
Great, thank you.
Standing with her mom near the Wilma Theater, a little girl named Molly Sindor says the Dakota Access Pipeline is bad news.
I mean, Missouri River gives water to, like, so many people, and so if the oil pipe busted into the Missouri River, that would be really bad.
Moses Yellowrobe III, who is holding a neon green sign on the other end of the bridge, agrees.
As long as the threat is there, we're gonna voice our opposition to it. We want safe drinking water, not just for my generation, but for generations to come. As Crow and Cheyenne people were taught to think seven generations ahead.
In the middle of it all stood Larry Evans, beating a drum for the majority of the rally.
Why is it important that we're here in Missoula versus being in North Dakota? Like, what's the goal here?
Why? I mean, it affects everybody, you know. Why use fossil fuels to go someplace to show solidarity? You know, you see solidarity right here. People are honking their horns and stuff. You know, everybody believes that we don't need more pipelines. We need fresh water.
Despite the large crowd, police presence was minimal along the bridge. They ushered the self-described protectors out of the way of traffic. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant.